A coal train engine idles near the Wee Energy's coal-fired power plant in Oak Creek. Coal has been burned at the southeastern Wisconsin plant for more than 50 years, and decades ago, some of the ash created was buried in pits not far from local groundwater. Ann Michner runs the kitchen faucet at her home about a mile south of the Oak Creek power plant. Despite living so close to Lake Michigan, the Michner's house in the village of Caledonia uses water from a well that has high levels of boron, one of the potentially harmful chemicals in coal ash. Michner says she won't drink the tap water and won't let her animals or visitors do so either.
And I'll say, no, don't, you know, use that tap water. It's contaminated.
Ann and her husband, Frank Michner, and their children and pets all drink bottled water. Frank Michner is part of a family that's lived in Caledonia for 160 years. He blames Wee Energy's coal ash for spoiling his tap water and causing health problems. He says the company should be held accountable.
They try to cover it up with saying, well, we're doing the right thing now, but you didn't in the past, and you need to pay for that.
Wee Energy says it's been following tougher laws on coal ash disposal since those took effect more than 30 years ago. The company also says a Wisconsin study a couple years ago said the Oak Creek power plant ash could not be definitively tied to higher levels of chemicals like boron and molybdenum in local groundwater. Now, though, the environmental group Clean Wisconsin has issued a report that contends more than one in five wells across Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, and Milwaukee counties are contaminated with molybdenum at amounts above the state health advisory level. Clean Wisconsin's Tyson Cook says the problem is construction firms using the ash as fill material under roads, schools, and other buildings.
The closer the homes and buildings were to coal ash reuse sites, the higher the levels of molybdenum contamination they had on average.
Cook urges the Wisconsin DNR to make several changes in its regulations and authorize more studies on coal ash contamination of drinking water. The DNR's Ann Coakley says more study is possible, but she finds fault with Clean Wisconsin's report.
At this time, we really do not concur that there is a clear correlation between the elevated molybdenum in groundwater and the beneficial use of bottom ash from coal-fired power plants. We also know that there's evidence that molybdenum is naturally occurring metal in Wisconsin soil and rock formations, and that was only brushed upon in their report.
The new study comes about a month before the U.S. EPA is scheduled to issue federal coal ash rules. Environmentalists say the problems they believe exist in southeastern Wisconsin could also exist near other coal-fired power plants in the state and U.S. But Wee Energy's spokeswoman, Kathy Schultz, says her company is fine with the current Wisconsin regulations.
Well, we oppose the designation of coal ash as a hazardous waste. We believe that the current WDNR rules concerning coal ash landfills and beneficial use rules are appropriate regulations.
Schultz says if coal ash was not reused in construction, there may be more and bigger coal ash landfills. But environmentalists say already too many people like the Michners in Caledonia believe they need to drink bottled water. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.